Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Where does Massachusetts rank on the worst roads in the nation? The Chicopee mayor intends to clean up the city. Pure Life Soap Shop is having a grand opening in West Springfield. Diapers for those in need are available. Cool air, hot glass fun for the family coming up at the Springfield Museums. And Mark Auerbach has been to the theater. It's Tuesday, October 4, at Pioneer Valley Radio. Forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy. Rain, a low near 45. The winds are light and variable. UV index at 3, humidity 67%. Mayor John Vio has announced a Clean City initiative that'll begin with a contest within the Chicopee school system for students to create slogans and marketing materials for a cleaner Chicopee. The city has seen an increase in cleanup efforts from various organizations, responding to a need in the city to provide regular cleanups of hotspot areas and address other community-focused cleanup efforts as needed. The mayor has a vision of Chicopee as the cleanest city in the Pioneer Valley, and the students with the best cleanup campaign ideas will see their work displayed on the banners and marketing materials for the initiative, as well as win a pizza party for the winner and their class. The contest will close at the end of October, with the mayor announcing the winner shortly thereafter. The Clean City Initiative, funded by Chicopee, aims to reduce the amount of litter, debris, and illegal dumping throughout the city. Sounds great. And the program will include enhanced litter abatement activities, enforcement components, as well as the system already in place for the community to dispose of bulky waste items. If you have any questions about this, just direct them to the mayor's office. After handcrafting all-natural organic soaps from a workshop in her home and selling them online and at farmers' markets, Kay Hernandez is opening her first retail store, 80 Windsor Street, West Springfield, and there she'll host a grand opening celebration Saturday the 8th. It's coming up from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now, Kay began making soaps after becoming ill from a hormone imbalance caused by chemicals in the commercial soaps that she'd been using. Some of Pure Life's featured soaps include oatmeal scrub, wildflower, grapefruit tea tree, moringa mango, turmeric orange oatmeal, lavender oatmeal, as well as unscented soaps. Pure Life soaps will be open Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Diapers for those in need are available. The United Way of Hampshire County's Diaper Drive received some 52,000 diapers this year, surpassing its goal of 42,000. The annual drive helps families who might not be able to afford diapers. More than one in three Massachusetts families with young children struggle to afford diapers. WIC and SNAP do not cover the cost of diapers and could add up to nearly $100 a month per child. Stop and Shop locations in Northampton, Greenfield, and Hadley provide drop-off sites, as well as events, and Bay State Medical Center provided the largest donation. I know this will come as a great shock, but Massachusetts rates in the top 10 of worst roads in the nation. Now, does anybody really dispute this? An outfit called Money Geek analyzed data from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the U.S. Census Bureau. To learn more about America's urban road infrastructure, find the states with the best and worst road quality, and determine if more state spending translated to better roads. New Hampshire and Alabama had the best roads in the U.S. and spent some of the lowest capital outlay per. Now, I can't speak for Alabama, but from my years in New Hampshire, yeah, that's the truth. Now, out of the 50 states, Mass comes in at number 7 for rotten roads. Now, tomorrow, Mayor Sarno, City Councilor Zeta Govan, and Pat Sullivan, Parks and Buildings and Recreation Manager Director, will join with Energy Save to recognize the month of October as Energy Efficiency Month and to bring awareness to ways to help meet the energy needs, cut utility bills, and meet environmental and energy efficiency goals. Then, the mayor will join with the Springfield Lodge of Elks No. 61 and the Springfield Police C3 Policing Task Force as Celebrity Bartender Wednesday the 5th at 6 p.m. to support the Elks Lodge and the Springfield Police youth program. Springfield Museum's pleased to celebrate the opening of the special exhibit, Josh Simpson, Visionary Explorations in Glass, with a family fun activities day, and they're calling it Cool Air, Hot Glass, and it features hands-on art and science activities. Josh Simpson, Visionary Explorations in Glass is an exclusive 50-year retrospective of renowned Shelburne Falls glass artist, Josh Simpson. Now, this exhibit highlights the process of artistic discovery that is as much an understanding of chemistry as it is a deep experience of creativity. All activities on opening day are free with museum admission. And here are the activities. Seeing Sunspots, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. A World of Your Own, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Clearly Fun Slime, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Glass Art, Glass Science, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Colorful Sun Catchers, noon to 4. Sounds great. Well, our wandering Arts Beat reporter, Mark Auerbach, has been to the theater again, and I believe he liked what he saw. Mark?
My theater going these last few months has been limited, and I admit to having missed many area productions. But high on my list was a visit to Berkshire Theater Group in Stockbridge to see director Eric Hill's interpretation of Edward Albee's Seascape. The veteran director always assembles a group of creative actors and designers, many of whom have worked with Hill before, and all of whom have impressive BTG credits. When a team like this gets together to put on a play under Hill's steady direction and keen eye, you get a production and a set of performances that remain distinctive long after the curtain comes down. Edward Albee's Seascape, a 1975 Pulitzer Prize winner, is currently playing at Berkshire Theater Group's Intimate Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge. Set on a deserted beach, a couple is enjoying a picnic by the shore, contemplating their retirement, reflecting on their lives, their relationship, and their future. Their solitude is broken when two lizards emerge from the sea and these oddly different couples attempt to find common ground. When Seascape did its tryout run at the Kennedy Center in Washington in 1974, I occasionally worked in the box office and was thrilled to have the opportunity to see Deborah Kerr live on stage. But it was the performance by a young, soon-to-be star, Frank Langella, that was the most memorable to me. Langella won his first Tony Award for Seascape. Albee and company made significant changes in the play during the Washington tryout. When Seascape moved to Broadway, its run was later eclipsed by Equus. Berkshire Theater Group and director Eric Hill have been presenting some memorable productions of Albee works, both the familiar ones and the unknown, and each production has been punctuated by extraordinary direction, design elements, and performances. Seascape is one of the most distinctive and memorable of these. Hill is at the top of his game, and his acting quartet, Berkshire Theater Group veterans David Atkins, Corinna May, Tim Jones, and Kate Goble all give polished and nuanced performances. Randall Parsons' beachfront set is superlative, as are Olivia Bovenzi Blitz's reptilian costumes. Matthew E. Adelson provides a palette of lighting, and Scott Killian's sound and Isadora Wolf's movement add so much to this production. In fact, Isadora Wolf's movement and choreography for the lizards is astonishing. And although all the performances are nuanced, Tim Jones's stands out. Seascape runs through October 23rd at the Berkshire Theater Group's Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge. For details and tickets, BerkshireTheaterGroup.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks to all of our listeners for being with us on our program today. Our next new show up tomorrow, Wednesday, smack dab in the middle of the week, online during the day and night, on demand here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.